السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة. وقال الله عز وجل، ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى، انفق ابن آدم انفق عليك. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، لا ينقص مال بالصدقة، او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged and warned us in several places in the Holy Quran. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O who you believe, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, anfiqu mimma razaqnakum. You must spend what we have granted you from whatever we have granted you. Min qabli an ya'tiya yawman, before the day will come, before the yawm al-qiyamah. La bay'un fihi wa la khullatun wa la shafa'a. On that day there is no business transactions, there is no intercession, there is no friendship will be able to help you anyway. Meaning, whatever wealth you possess right now in this world, spend it before you die. Because if you keep it and you think of future and you die, this wealth will remain and you have to give the hisab of every penny, and that will not be beneficial for you. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. It is the reality. No matter how much wealth you have in your possession, it is going to be wasted, it is going to be spent. It's not going to remain with you forever. But مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Whatever you spend in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is deposited in the bank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that wealth which you have spent in your lifetime will remain forever. And that is beneficial for you in hereafter, where you deserve the more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example of spending in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِائَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, those people who spend their wealth in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are like a grain, and every grain has 7 years. And for every year, there will be at least 700. And Allah can increase as much He wants according to the ikhlas and sincerity. And Allah is aware and Allah knows everything. On the other side, my brothers and sisters, one day we are going to die. And when we die, our all wealth remain in this world. On the Yawm al-Qiyamah, if a person is not giving charity, donations, zakat, etc. in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever wealth he had amassed, accumulated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَزُهُورُهُمْ هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ. Whatever wealth he has accumulated in this world and he did not take out a zakat from it, and it remained like that without paying zakat, all those wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather together on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, and that wealth will be burned onto the hellfire, and then that person will be marked on his forehead, on his side, and on his back. And then Allah or angel will address, Hada ma kanastum, this is the same wealth you have accumulated and amassed in this world of faith. Fazuku ma kuntum taknizur. So you must taste now whatever you have accumulated. There are several ayat I can give one after the other, but these few are sufficient for us to take the lesson out of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our master, our creator, our razzaq and sustainer, is promising, anfiq yabna adam unfaq alayk, O son of Adam, spend, don't hesitate, don't be scared, oh, if I give money, I'm going to lose it. No, anfiq. The more you spend on the poor and needy people, Allah will increase your wealth. That is a guarantee of Allah. Unfaqalay. Allah will give you more and more. So don't hesitate to give the charity. Open your heart and spend in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right and wrong. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that La yanqusu malum bisadaqati, guaranteed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most truthful personality. La yanqusu malum, your wealth will never decrease by spending on others. Guaranteed. You know, it seems like I'm giving $1,000, I'm losing $1,000, or I'm giving $100, I'm losing $100. That's how it looks like, outwardly. But promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try it and have tawakkul and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you spend $100, you will get 1,000. If you spend 1,000, you will get 10,000 at least. Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu wa salya. 10% is there, guaranteed. So we should not be stingy, we should not be greedy, and we should not have, you know, hold our hands for spending, because after the death, there's only one wish a person will have. And he will request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, send me back in this world. Send me, just give me one more chance. And whatever I had it, I'll spend everything in your path. One wish. Send me back in this world, not to pray salah, not to go for Hajj and Umrah. No, one wish only. That give me one chance, I'll spend my entire wealth in your path. Because when you see the reward in ajr of spending in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will realize it's going to be too late. Right now we have the opportunity, so we should try to spend in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is one warning by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for those people who are stingy and greedy and they are not spending in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this whole wealth, his treasure, on the Yawm al-Qiyamah will turn into the serpent. And it will collide on his entire body and is going to bite, keep on biting. Imagine a very venomous serpent is biting and keep on biting, and is going to address that person, I am your wealth, I am your treasure. You used to love me so much. You had greed about me. Now see the result and taste your treasure. So my brothers, this is the holy month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the holy month of Ramadan. Allah ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, and spend something in charity out of that sustenance which we have bestowed upon you before death should come to any of you, and he should say, oh my Lord, why didn't you give me respite for a little while? I should have then given largely in charity, and I should have been one of the good doer. Why I am mentioning all this ahadith in ayat of the Quran? Because one of the important pillars of Islam is to pay zakat. Zakat is obligatory upon the wealthy person once in a year. And it is the ibadah of the wealth. One is the ibadah of our body, praying salat, keeping fast, going for hajj, doing safa, sa'i and umrah and all these things. There are physical activities involved. There is a form of ibadah. One form of ibadah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to spend in his path. And that is the ibadah of wealth, which is called zakat. Now, zakat is for us once in a year on the leftover wealth, whatever we have in our possession. And zakat means to grow. Zakat literally meaning to purify, to increase. Like gardeners, they have plants in the gardens or in the farm. Once in a while, they trim the branches of the plant or of the tree. Why? So it grows more faster and better. So likewise, once in a year, if you trim your wealth little bit, 2.5%, your wealth will grow just like a plant is growing, like a branches are growing. Another example of zakat is pure. Zakat, the literal meaning is purification. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَ رَسْمَ رَبُكَ فَصَلَّى. That those people are successful who purify themselves from the sins, from the evil actions, they are successful. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word zakah for the purification of our bodies, our souls. Likewise, purification of the wealth is the zakah. If a person is paying 2.5%, the rest of 97.5% becomes pure and clean. So take off little bit out of 102.5%, and rest of the wealth is become permissible, is more blessed wealth and more pure and clean wealth for you to utilize for your own need. How merciful Allah is. Only 2.5% is asking. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, the zakat was 10%. And that's why Qarun became disgust and lanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was, punished by the treasure, drowning into the earth is swallowed because of not paying zakat. That was the main reason, right? So zakat becomes compulsory once in a year. Now, if you pay the zakat, and why? Because zakat is not only in the month of Ramadan. This is the misconception, because most of the people, they want to pay zakat during the month of Ramadan. No, zakat becomes for us when a person becomes sahib nisab. A person who possesses a certain minimum amount, which is called nisab in Arabic term. Nisab is like 7.5 tola of gold, or 87.48 grams gold, or 52.5 tola silver, or 612.36 grams of the silver, or equivalent amount of cash. Now in today's terms, gold and silver price goes ups and down regularly every day. So the very current nisab of gold and silver, the nisab of gold is $5,585.34, and silver is $400.